new wonders. You have new. Even it is written in Gita only for the human soul. You are diving deep in the material experience of material things, but you come in contact with the slight conception of your own soul, you will be astounded. Oh, such sweet and such wonderful things may exist. And I am such. My soul, myself, is of such higher standard creation. Then what to speak about Paramatma, Bhagavan, Krishna, and he is paraphernalia. So, we are not thieves. We must, with our eye open, we must make progress. We won't allow ourselves to be a closed eye making progress. Not like that. Because where I am going, I am approaching, that is above all tests, all doubts. Just as the other days I heard from Guru Maharaj, the one boy is born in a dungeon within the prison house, and then another man from outside coming to him and is asking him, oh, come out to see the sun. He will take the light from there, that place. Oh, you want to see me, the sun? Yes, and let us take the light. No, no, light is not necessary to see the sun. Am I a fool that you would say and I would put confidence in that one? Nothing can be seen with the help, without the help of the light. Then he would take him forcibly out and see the sun. He would be astounded. Oh! So we are making progress towards that direction. Why should we? We should not make progress with closed eye. So much wonder to come in contact of that we cannot conjecture, we cannot suppose even. Surpassing all our feelings of wonder, stranger, more strange, more strange, it will come. Not only the adbhuta rasa, not only strangeness is its character, but sweeter, powerful, more powerful, more sweeter, more beautiful. In this way we have to appreciate. So with open eye, with open mind, we shall go, not like a thief. Gauri Hari Gaur. Hari Krishna. Anything? Clear? Am I clear?
Very clear.
Yes. Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur.
Gauri Hari Gaur. In regards to what is the most important qualification for one who is attempting to write transcendental literature?
In every case it is prayojan to be sincerely linked, to have the link with the upper. Story. To set aside one's own experience. Experience also may be used as example, but our faithful adherence to the higher source, that should be the attitude. We should pray just as when we go to read any scripture, and the scripture I so respect. We worship the books And then we opened the book and began to be Paripat Paripasna Seva. If we want to come in connection of the higher zone, then our attitude should be that of Pranipat Paripasna Seva. Pranipat, that is surrender, and Paripasna, the keen understanding, our utmost, our utmost earnestness to catch the thing, Paripasna, and Seva. I am doing it not to glorify myself, but as a duty to my Gurudev and the Sampradaya and the Lord. That sort of the temperament will keep connection, will connect with the higher sphere. Self-abnegation and earnestness to know the personal, that living earnestness to for new things, and also to be utilized for him, and not to fulfill any purpose of this mundane zone. So that mentality one should try to write, that he may be an agent only. Through him, the power that knowledge will descend. He will try to make a faithful agent, a mediator of the two. Not black marketing. From these real sources to take and to distribute, not black marketing. Hare Krishna. That should be the attitude of a writer, of a speaker, in every transaction of the higher spheres. Our attitude of being a mediator, transparent mediator. The Guru is opaque and transparent, it has been said by our Guru Maharaj. Opaque Guru and transparent Guru. Opaque Guru, the trader, the Jati Goswami and the Bhangsa Parampara, opaque gurus, continuing a trade in the name of becoming a transmitter. Okay, how come? Vidagda.
In yesterday's Srimad Bhagavatam,
Krishna is nowhere. It is in Gita. Mayatatam idam sarvam. I am everywhere. Mayatatam idam sarvam. Jagat bhaktamutra. Masthani sarvabhutani. Everything in me. Matumasthani bhutani. Naham tikaibhonaki. Mayatatam idam sarvam. Jagat bhaktamutra. Masthani sarvabhutani. No chaham teshu avasthitam. Ushami yogamaisharam. Your ordinary intelligence cannot understand. Achinta. So Mahaprabhu kept the word Achinta Bhedavid. Because the connection depends on his sweet will. He is free of the free. Absolute freedom is only with him.
But Maharaj, if someone is trying to develop Shastric vision, he wants to see Krishna everywhere. Krishna has entered into every atom, and he's also pervading in the Brahman aspect. So how do we see that he is not in everything?
Kivajan.
Kivajan jara dekhte chahiye Krishna prate vastave madhye achen. Tara shastra anusari dekhvinda. Shastra anusari dekhte hai.
To shastri bole dicche tei kotha.
তারপরে উনি বলছেন তো আমরা যে উল্টো কথা যে কৃষ্ণ বলেছিলেন সেটা আমরা কি করে বুঝবো, যে উল্টো কথা যে আমি কোন বাস্তবের মধ্যে নাই সেটা কি করে দেখা যায়?
তো শাস্ত্রে যেহেতু রয়েছে এবং বলা রয়েছে যে হি ইজ অধ্যক্ষ, ইউ আর বিং এ ফাইনাইট অব দি ফাইনাইট, ইউ ক্যানট কম্প্রিহেন্ড, ইউ ক্যানট have the audacity to comprehend everything within your fist. The first condition is this, that you are going and the finite is going to measure the infinite. There should be a limit. Up to nth term, mathematics, when many steps finished, then up to nth term, the recurring, something like that. As much as he would, his existence is of such nature that when he selects you to make any part to be known by you, then you can know. Otherwise, you are helpless. That is your position, or that is our position. Such things exist, and if you have such faith in you, then you have got Shraddha, and only through that faith you can connect with him, otherwise we are atheist. Atheist means self-deceived. Do you follow? You can't finish. You can know the whole things as the first condition. He is adhukshaja. And you are finite. We are finite. And how can we be bold that we shall know every details of him? Bold enough. That is audacity. That is foolishness. That is suicidal. To think like that. So, Bhagavat has given warning in many places. Gyani prayasumda parpa. The curiosity you have to banish, that you will know so many things, and you will make him the object of it, of your dread. That whenever you want, and he will come and he will help your treading. Trade on God, in God, is not possible. Only when he makes him to distribute him through you, through me, then that is possible. Otherwise not. The whole thing was in his fist, the whole independence. And that is desirable. And any innocent person should admit that. Should admit that. That yes, we are finite and infinite. So I must have some limit. My hankering for him, my faith, and his independent step towards me, everything depends on that. Naimatma pravachanena labho no medhaya va bahuna sutena. Jame Boisha Bhunuti Teno Lobbo. Such things exist in our higher, infinitely higher position with higher merits. Infinitely. And we can connect only through faith, Shraddha Mayuyam Loka, and not reason, not knowledge drawn from the experience of worldly things. Adukshaya. If we can have some faith for that higher, unknown and unknowable, transcendental, then we shall come to have The inquiry how we can be utilized for his purpose, get out of this non-faithful environment, contamination.
This is the harmony between
my master. My master is absolute. That should encourage, encourage my campaign, about my quest, my search, my service. Give impetus to my serving attitude. That he is absolute. He is in power. And I must try to avoid any connection with all the finite matters. I should rather hate the finite things. Enough done of finite things from birth, so many births in the past. Enough done with this, with things, with our association with things that are mortal, that can come in our control. We have become king, we have become Indra, the king of the whole world, Brahma. So many positions we have already experienced, we are told. The masters of this mundane world, that position also we experienced. And again we are here. And again we may have to go to the life of a worm or a insect. In such uncertain possibility of our degraded position, we are in the midst of. So our attention, all attention should be to remain in connection with the highest, which is unvulnerable, unmeasurable, whose sweetness, knowledge, everything is immeasurable. To keep connection in the association of such center, we shall try to maintain our position. Unknown and unknowable, but with some comprehension that is good and beneficial. Paripasna, honest inquiry, which is really necessary for my present spiritual purpose. And also when I am in the sampradaya, I shall have to educate others with about that. So with honest sincerity, we may inquire into the meaning of the scripture. But ugyan and otigyan in Upanishad, yate uriyaktaji. Ugyan means otigyan. That our attempt to make him the asami ke ki bale? The asami. Mane ye asami arti. Criminal. Criminal.
Prisoner.
We won't try to make him prisoner. Prisoner of our own particular cell of knowledge in the brain. We should not attempt like that. All we shall know, and all we shall, the more we know, the more we'll know about his infinite character. So our attitude should be that attenar vishuni jena taruru vishvaishnana. And smaller and smaller. The conception of the bigger relativity will necessarily think, help us to think ourselves to be the smallest of the small. And only through faith we can connect with him, nothing else, no knowledge. Karma, gyan, pirta, yoga, any ascending attempt, is sure to meet with failure, ascending method. So, bhaktaham ekayagrajam, only through devotion, only through dedication, and dedication, they die to live. Sridhar Swami has given the important explanation. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakkam atmani vedanam iti pumsa pita vishnu bhaktischa navalokkhana. I am listening to Harikatha about him, but my attitude would be that what benefit I shall draw from such listening, who will be the owner of that? Who will be the beneficiary? Not myself, but my Lord. I am asleep. I have no position of beneficiary in me. Then it will be bhakti, devotion, a part of devotion. It will have recognition to be devotion. That whatever I receive, I am not beneficiary. He will, the good or bad, it will go to him. The Sravan Kirtan, every action, for his satisfaction. The satisfaction for, I may die, I may live, does not matter. And the highest risk we find, that when gopi were asked to give their feet dust for the head of Krishna, when he played with some tactics, that take some feet dust of a devotee and that will cure my headache. Cure my headache. So, such self-abnegation and such degree of self-surrendering, we have nothing. Sleep to such a degree. If we accept such creed, then we may be allowed to enter into that higher domain. Otherwise, we shall enter and we shall loot, begin looting. We shall begin looting there. So, such degree of slavery to be that bond should be signed. At heart, within the heart. We must mind, it must be reminded at every step. So dedication and dedication of such a degree is necessary. And not by calculation, that is in the beginning, and spontaneous in Brajo. We have come in connection with such noble life, such noble conception of such nobility, self-abnegation of such a degree, such noble, so noble a life, selfless a life. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And there we gain most. In that position, we are the highest gainer. We are told by the experts of the world, of that world. Gaur Hari. So not only direct dasya to Krishna, those that can dedicate to such a degree to make them beneficiary. That is another, the koinkoja, radha koinkoja. Higher than that. Krishna koinkoja. Radha koinkoja is higher than Krishna koinkoja. Because who has dedicated most to the Krishna, to dedicate, they have not had any direct connection with Krishna. That fetches us the highest valuation. We are told by our masters. Radhika Madhava Sang. Our aspiration is there, tied there in the feet of the Guru. Servitor of the servitor of the servitor of the servitor. In this way the progress comes. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Jadi Gaur na hoto kemono hai to kemone dhori tamde. Prem rasa sima radharo bohima jagate janato kehi. Dignity, such dignity in life, to such a degree of self-abnegation, self-surrendering, self-dedication, of different degree, classification, quality, all these things. Mahaprabhu has taken down from that highest quarter of the globe to here. And those have got inner appreciation for this. They say, oh, if Mahaprabhu did not come with the news of all these things, how could we live? He is a child of that soil. So say, without this, how could I live? Just as a fish will say, without water, how can I live? So a child of that soil, he says, how could we live if Sri Chaitanya Dev graciously did not bring the news about this real sustaining point, sustaining drop of our inner life. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur.
We have heard it said by our Guru Maharaj,
yes,
that yourself and himself were the only two people qualified to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam
and give commentary.
And give commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Well, he had such confidence in me. He was my intimate association. And we had many discussions when I lived at Calcutta, just his neighbor, next door neighbor. So much discussion, you had such faith in me. After, by the grace of the Absolute, finishing such a great work, now he is above and left here.
So we're feeling that he had such faith. Then it's only right that
have
some
such faith
also.
Yes, you have some faith in me. I can't deny that. He died. And in his last days also he expressed that two quarters side by side would be built there. And he will live in one and die in next. I shall live. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, go, go, go. He died. Birds of the same feather flock together. A common interest has drawn us near. Our common attraction has brought us nearer, closer. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
So there's still a lot of the Srimad Bhagavatam to translate and purport on.
My Guru Maharaj told his remark to me, He is thou art. You are extorting things from me. Things that is deposited perhaps with me. You have come. Perhaps it was meant for you all. Don't know. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. We die, we die, we die, we die, we die, we die. What's the time?
9:09.
9:09.
5.
5:09.
Good. Could you tell us something about service? Doing 16 rounds in a day and doing selling some books, is that enough to achieve Lord?
Anyhow, to try to increase our inner affinity towards the cause. So, when external surfaces are absent, we can go even more counting. And when very busy in the service, maybe less, that does not matter much. But service is necessary. And which may increase our serving tendency. The name is advised in a general way. We take the name. Name, to count name, ushta spandan matrino kirtananti tatu balam, to take the name within, that is less important. And if the vibration is in the lips, then it will be more of a higher type, that is utilization, the vibration created around, more useful. And then chanting in high sound, that will be more helpful to help the environment, so many, the vibration. And in the form of the book, that is Nama Mahatma. Counting them, that is a typical thing. That is cultivation about the name, about the sound. Through the sound means, which is one with substance, the meaning of the sound, to cultivate about that, anushiran. That may be in the beats, that may be in preaching, and even by medium of the distribution of the books. That is also, that is preaching the noble position, the unique purifying position of the name. When I am delivering lecture, or when I am writing an article, enhancing the nobility of the name, the purifying, higher purifying tendency of the name, that is also kirtan, nam kirtan. It is going to propagate the greatness of the holy name. Oh, that is also chanting. Chanting. Though the purpose, the real object is to be marked. I am, where I am engaged. If I am very busy in other services of the name, the counting may be reduced to in a lower position, that it won't be of any bad effect there. Anyhow, to engage Naam Kirtan, taking them, to keep me engaged with the divine sound. engage in the demands, and through divine sound we'll be, we can easily enter in the domain of the transcendental realm. Knowledge, passing knowledge, then the worship, love, etc. Namna, namna sutra, antakkaran suddhartham apekhan, spuritejo, namna rupasya spuranam bhavati. Tato rupasya spurane, then gunanam spuranam. Spuritejo gune, parikarvaishishtam jayati. Tato lida, atapparam lidayang prabhisa. So, as they, for a beginner, that sort of rules that you must take. You are engaged in the worldly affairs, you must take at least so many rounds. You must make time at least for this. But when one fully engaged in the purpose of the, to spread the greatness, the purpose of the name, the scripture, only this formal counting may not have any great importance in his life. He's died, he's the whole self here within the name, doing service of the name. And the counting also must be of a serving tendency. There must be, otherwise there will be aparadha, there will be abhasa, so many possibilities there. Anyhow, to go on deep into the service of the divine sound. Divine sound, to spread the divine sound and to stop this mundane sound, which is the medium of so many busy activities of this mundane world. The mundane sound flow, waves, should be should be replaced with the waves of divine sound. They're full of mundane sound, but divine sound must take place, throwing them up, the mundane sound. And the benefit will get everywhere where there is animation and with little faith. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol.
Isn't the purpose of the process to chant the name purely? Doesn't that mean that we should chant a prescribed number of rounds, or endeavor to chant as much as possible the name, the holy name?
What did he say?
Only this question, Jay Chari. Amre Pradhan Seva, Beshi Jap Kora Kina. Amre Pradhan Seva, Beshi Jap Kora Kina.
No. Not to increase the number of counting the beads. That is a stereotype, a dead thing. But the living counting and so many other signs would be shown. That is not the, it is not limited within the physical sound that my lips produces. It has an extensive and infinite innate acquaintance of that name. Only that counting and that beat and that particular sound that my tongue produces, it is not limited there. It holds within it the whole transcendental world we may see. It will give us connection with that. The medium sound, we shall try to go in, to enter into the domain. Rupa Guna Dida Pavinyanti. Okay? Sufficiently.
Only problem is this, you see, I'm not that much qualified to read the scripture or Sanskrit word, you know. So I thought maybe the chanting is more important for a illiterate man like me.
And gradually it must be, it must have life, a living counting. Will take us closer to the substance, not only the external sound, the cover, the substance within, the name, Nam, Rup, Gun, Lila, within the sound. And we must be acquainted, with, introduced with all the full.
We are not to increase the quantity, but to increase the quality. And if at the same time quantity and quality we can increase, that is all well and good, isn't it?
No, that depends upon the sweet will of the Lord, from the direction from the up. Haridas Thakur, he concentrated to the counting more. But Rupa Sanatan Raghunath, not so much concentrated to the counting. As directed by the above, it would be of that such importance. Not equaling all cases. To show example to different types of men, different ideas have been set here. But we appreciate more the services of Rupa Sanatan than that of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur's example is also necessary for a particular group.
For the conditioned soul.
And we do not think that the gopis in Vrindavan, they are always counting the name of Krishna. one name is sufficient to make them mad. More than that.
The difference between Gostyanandi and Bhajanandi.
Gostyanandi, Bhajanandi. That is in the sadhana stage. Then after entering there, as type and service, nature of service is distributed, to go on with that. To discharge one's own quota of duty, that is full in itself. In different departments there, different departments of service, and in particular department also, there are so many subdivisions now to be posted in a particular serving office. There he gets the most, he or she. Meant for him. Different groups, Santa Dasya Sakka Vatsalila Madhuro, there are divisions, subdivisions, so many. And the ones, there are many, much water, but my thirst for one glass, that is, I can't, we don't need more. Then there's the disease reaction. Akash Ananta, Jar Jata Shakti, the infinite, boundless sky, and the birds are applying according to their capacity, according to the heart's necessity. They can fly and then take rest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami, the boundless ocean of nectar, divine, and one drop I am giving to you. Then he says, this one drop is sufficient to inundate, overflow the whole of the universe. So, the point of infinite is infinite. It is of such nature. Apart, the atom of infinite is also infinite. The quality is such. Transcendental quality is such. The autonomy is such. Angangi bhavamagyatta patham samartya nirna. Israel is a small country, but his connection with America